Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Hebrews chapter 13, we were continuing the thought that God will take us through all the situations of life if we'll just trust in Him. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We have an illustration of that back in the Old Testament. Remember when Hezekiah was king and the king of Assyria came and his army surrounded Jerusalem. And he sent a man by the name of Rabshakeh to come up and just really put out a thing to sue for peace, you know. And boy, he gets up and tells them what all they're going to do and what they can do to them. And all the people that are standing on the walls are about scared silly. And the men that come to him say, look, don't speak to us in our tongue. Speak to us in your tongue. He lets them know, I'm going to let the people know there. See, he wants them to know that it's what's going to happen to them if they don't bow to them. And so I can't help but to think that as soon as the men come back and say what Rabshakeh said to them, Hezekiah goes to the Lord in prayer. And, you know, I've often thought of Job in that situation. Job 23:8-9, he said, I look before me, I look behind me, I look to the left of me, I look to the right of me. Everywhere I look, I just can't find the Lord. He's not there. But then in verse 10, he says, but he knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Job said, I'm not budging. I'm sticking to it. I'm going to remain, no matter what, I'm going to stand true to these principles, to God's word, and I'm not going to go back on it. Regardless of what he does to me or allows to happen to me, I'm not going to go back on it. And he says, I know I'll come forth as gold. I don't understand why I'm going through it, but I know I'll come forth as gold. And oh, don't we think of those disciples on board the ship? Those waves come thundering in, and they're saying, Master, wake up, carest thou not that we perish? And he rebukes the wind, but then also asks them, how could they be of such little faith? And so we're reminded that he'll allow the, what we'd call the fear of man, the storms of life. So many things that will be like those waves coming up, lapping over the ship that may seem like they're going to sink us. But he'll send away the storm before we go to the bottom of the Galilee. And he'll send away the army that surrounds Jerusalem as they hear a rumor of something going on in their country. And they go back. And God will send them away. He'll be helped in the time of need. Maybe not exactly when we want it to come, but he'll be our help because he's there all the time. But then I think that same army, the Assyrian army, came back. This time when it comes back, he has 185,000, and it's an army. They have so many more people than the Jews do in Jerusalem, and that's men, women, and children, whereas the other ones are an army, 185,000 of them. And they send a letter, this time to Hezekiah, to sue for peace. Let them know, okay, you'll be our slaves, you'll lose everything you have here, but it'll save your life. And if you'll just stick with us, you can go back to our land. It's also a good land, you'll like living in our land, but you'll be our slaves. Well, wouldn't it be easy to think, there's 185,000 out, there's no way humanly that we can win this thing. So I better go. I don't want all these people to die. But we're reminded of 300 men in Gideon. they went with Gideon, although there was 135,000 against them. Now we have 185,000 against all of Jerusalem. And really, in Jerusalem, they're not a bunch of soldiers, so God doesn't use them to fight. Instead, he just sends his angel down there, and 185,000 enemy are dead the next morning. And God delivered them. And so sometimes, God has to really show us that we're in the minority, that we might lean on him. See, sometimes the storm comes in, and the waves are about to overtake us, and we've just got to call upon him and trust him in it. Other times, all the enemy seems to gather around us like they're going to finish us off, and God allows that to happen to show us our weakness and then to show us his power. And that way he destroys that one battle that's come back to you and come back to you again and comes back to you again. He then allows it all to come in at once, that he might destroy it for good and deliver you. So no matter what the problem is, sometimes you're scared silly by it and it goes away. Other times it comes with new threats and a greater power. And you just turn to God in prayer. That's what Hezekiah did. He just went to the Lord, opened the letter, put it out there before God, and said, okay, what do we do? And God answered his prayer. This, then, is the antidote for covetousness and discontentment. That is the realization of the presence of God with us. If we're in the middle of a hard thing, he knows it. He went into it with you. And he'll come out the other side with you. These words were written to Christians whose earthly possessions were being confiscated, and they would soon undergo great physical persecution. Jesus took them through it all, and his promise is here for you as well. If you are one of his children who are saved by the grace of God, because of such assurances as seen right here in verses 5 and 6, knowing the greatness of our God, fear and covetousness then are utterly out of character for the believer. The greatest relationship in life that you can have, and it must be living, and it must be active, and it must be powerful, is your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, how is your relationship with Jesus Christ today? Now, I'm not talking about being saved. If you're not sure if you died today that you'd go to heaven, let me instruct you to just trust him for your salvation. Go to our website. We have at our website, www.centralbaptistocala.org. We have on there the plan of salvation. Listen to it. It takes 16 minutes. And you follow, do what it says, and you can know Jesus Christ. You can know that you're on your way to heaven. But this is for you that are saved. Maybe it's today's economy. Maybe it's an ongoing problem in your home. Maybe it's a long-term physical malady. Maybe it's something involving your child's physical life. And on we could go. And you're trying to fight it in your own strength. And yes, you've got to do what you can do. But your self-sufficiency is only self-sufficiency if you're totally dependent on Jesus Christ. Don't be terrified of what man can do. Don't be terrified of the circumstances. Keep looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We've read in this book of Hebrews of people, of great men of God in Hebrews chapter 11, who went through great trials and persecution. But they just leaned on the Lord. They knew that if they were to die for the Lord, he'd give them grace for that death. If they were to suffer long, then he knew that he would give them grace to suffer long. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Are you allowing God to be your refuge and strength? What kind of a relationship do you have with him? Do you have just a devotional book that you get up and read in the morning and say, well, that's it? Maybe you have a couple verses that you read, or maybe a chapter. Your prayer's the same every day. You don't even check to see if you're having answered prayer. It's not till you have a trial that you have what you might call serious praying. You spend 20 minutes with the Lord at the most in a day. You imagine just telling your mate, okay, you've got this time of day. You got 20 minutes. No. Your most important relationship as a Christian is with the Lord. Get in His Word. Meditate in His Word. Now, when I say meditate in His Word, meditate in His Word. Don't do what some of these guys are doing out there today and saying, just sit down, open your mind, don't allow nothing there. God wants to put something in your mind, He'll put it there. Just sit down there and appreciate God. No, get in His Word. He speaks to you through His Word. And you won't understand it all. I don't understand it all. I don't know anybody who does. There may be those that claim to do, but nobody understands it all. It's a God book, not just a man book. My friend, God wants to use you. He wants to do something in your life. But especially, He wants you to trust Him. You're going through it. He will never, 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 never leave thee nor forsake thee. Look at your trial. Look at your trouble. As God, having faith in you to trust you with it. We read Philippians 4:13 just a few moments ago. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You know what that means, that word do? It's a simple Greek word that has three definitions. It means I can do. It also means I can be. It also means I can endure. I can do, I can be, I can endure all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He'll do it. But as He reveals sin in your life, confess it and forsake it. As He reveals that there are things that need to be added to your life, add them. And learn to walk and talk with God every day. Would you just pray right now, right where you are? Just say, Lord, as a Christian, I am so sorry that I've filled with fear and doubt and trying to do things my way instead of your way. Help me to know your word. Help me to know you intimately. Help me to know you better. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that as a Christian and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? We want to know that this has been effective. We want to know that God is speaking to you. And so, if you would write us, we'd love to hear from you. Now I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.